towards the press box wing. Rollins, Hunter, and Rains! Great mark to the Richmond centre man. What a superb grab that was.
Oh, look at that by Rains. What a mark. Oh, that's pretty boy Rains at his best. Look at that firm mark. That'll really be the mark of the year.
Great.
Pretty
great
boy.
Lou Richards.
Handsome.
Pretty boy Rains. 254 games, 134 for the Tigers, won a premiership. 1983 best and fairest, then 45 for Collingwood, 16 for Essendon, and 59 with the Brisbane Bears. Two-time All-Australian, Richmond Team of the Century member and Hall of Fame member. He's joined, yes,
I was just going to say, if there's one former AFL player, VFL player out there that could do a Greg Norman and supply us with some of those Instagram shots, I reckon it would be Rainsy.
He joins us on the line. Welcome, Jeff.
Oh, g'day, boys. Yeah, I think the Sharks got me covered.
Hey, great of you to join us. We talk about you often on this program. I'm not sure. I know you're up in Queensland, so you probably don't catch our show. But I reckon you would have been a perfect player for this modern era, Rainsy. Do you often think about that and go, gee, I'd love to have been a professional full-time footballer?
Well, I think the grounds would probably suit me. Playing through that mud, windy hill there, Tim, or Victoria Park. But, I'd probably struggle. I was speaking to Tony Jill over the weekend. I'm down in Melbourne at the moment, came down for Easter, and I said I'd probably struggle a little bit around clearance, centre bounce, because there's just so many stronger bodies. And that probably wasn't one of my assets. One of my assets was obviously pace and, obviously giving me an inch and I could, sort of zoom away with the ball. But, with these congested stoppages, I think I'd struggle a little bit. So maybe I'd have to go to a wing or a half back. I'm not sure.
Rainsy, but you had great sideways movement. You had great power. You had great agility. I think you would have been okay in the middle.
Yeah, maybe. But it just seems to have changed a little bit around the middle there, Tim. But, half back, wing or whatever. They don't seem to play in any allocated position these days, do they? They tend to do zones and whatnot. But, it would be a pleasure playing today.
Take us back to the great Richmond days of your time and the club. It was a powerhouse club in the VFL competition back then. You played a brutal brand of football back in the day as well. You had Ian Wilson as the chairman. You had Graham Richmond as the footy bloke, or I'm not quite sure, chairman of selectors or whatever he might have been back in the day.
He was a power broker.
He was a power broker, wasn't he?
He was. He definitely was. Look, I came through a really well-run organisation. I recruited there in 75 and was lucky enough to come there after I'd won back-to-back premierships in 73-74. So doing apprenticeship with Neil Baum and Robbie McGee and Kevin Sheedy, Richard Clay, Kevin Bartlett, the list goes on. Berkey, Royce Hart. I mean, it's just fabulous time to come to the club and learn your trade.
GR, did he ever step up to the plate? Gary and I played state footy, and I remember him sort of standing up and delivering a bit of a speech to us, and our eyes were nearly popping out of our head. Did he do that? Regularly or just occasionally?
No. Well, he'd do it occasionally, but if you got called into his office or whatnot, mate, it's not where you'd want to go. But he certainly ruled with an iron fist. There's no doubt about that. But I got on quite well with him. I just think maybe on reflection, he and Ian probably stayed a little bit long in the 80s.
Who of those, like Tim just, or you just reeled off some of the great names of AFL footy, not worry about Richmond, the players. Yeah. Who drove the standards hardest of all those great pass players there that you've mentioned?
I think the combination of all of those names, but a couple that stood out would have been Francis Burke and Sheeds. They just were demented with their footy and their disciplines and structures, and they probably stood out to me more than anyone.
In the modern day, Rainsy, it's a very softly approach when you're talking about disciplines and adhering to game plans and what would happen if you went outside a game plan. What was it like if you went outside the game plan and St Francis or Sheeds had to address it with you?
Well, you didn't get a lot of sympathy, but no, they, look, it was just a different era, wasn't it? I mean, we had the great Tony Jewell, and some of the blasts that he'd give us, I mean, these players wouldn't... they'd walk out, I think. They'd resign. But, you know, some of the blasts we used to get were quite incredible. But, yeah, it's obviously changed.
Hey, Rainsy, one of the extraordinary stories, and, you know, some of our audience probably are a lot younger and they won't recall the days of the sort of the tit-for-tat between Collingwood and Richmond, and, you know, Collingwood would recruit a Richmond player, then Richmond would recruit a Collingwood player, that type of thing, the back and forth. And you, is that how you got caught up in the whole recruitment to Collingwood around that time?
Well, I think Clokey and I probably started it. We left Richmond in 83. And then Graham and Ian, yeah, it was warfare. So they started trying to poach Collingwood players like Craig Stewart, Phil Walsh, there was John Anear. Yep. There was quite a few of them. So Tony Jewell's always said to me, he reckons that the club nearly went broke during that period because of, you know, it was just ridiculous, to be honest. But it just became a warfare. And I heard a little whisper, a mate of mine that played footy with Mike Richardson, and now lives in Perth, he's going to physio there, and John Anear's a physio over there. John Anear reckons he got rich by the trade from Collingwood to Richmond. He's thanking me very, very much.
They were ridiculous numbers back in the day. When you look back at your Collingwood days, though, 83 to 85, you played 45 games for the Pies. How do you recall those days there?
Oh, look, it was tough for me. I came out of Richmond in 82 and I'd carried a legacy with an injury. I tore an adductor muscle off the bone in a semi-final. I played in the 82 grand final and got through that, but the damage, and I was on needles and whatnot. So I carried that through to the pre-season, and then I had an interrupted pre-season with Collingwood. Then I was just totally out of whack, and I came down on my ankle, reconstruction ankle. It led to hamstrings. It led to bloody... thigh muscles. It took me 2 years to get the body right, and I could see all the Collingwood supporters frowning. This guy's come to the club with on big dough, and you know, he's not performing. But I think I had one reasonably good year there, Tim, and unfortunately ran into a pay dispute and end up with you guys for a year.
Just talk us through that pay dispute. So Collingwood decided, okay, they can't keep paying the players that they'd recruited, and everybody was going to have to take a pay cut. Is that right? And then you got forced out at that time.
Well, they said you could either take the 20% pay cut or you don't bother turning up, basically. And the thing that riled me was that I'd actually signed a new contract with them only a couple of weeks before.
Yep.
And Richmond wanted me to go back there. But I said, no, look, I haven't delivered for Collingwood. I need to deliver and I want to stay at Collingwood. And unfortunately, you know, after the two or three weeks they come to me and say, we can't honour that contract. I thought it was pretty low at the time. And being reasonably principled, Tim and Gary, I just decided that I'm not going to accept that.
Yep, and that's your head to Essendon was next?
Yeah, well, that, unfortunately, nothing against Tim. And I think Tim had actually got injured. Tim had done his knee. Is that correct, Tim, in 80?
That's right. I missed 86, yeah.
86. So they wanted to obviously top their list up with me. And look, it was just a mistake. I didn't, you know, I was living over in the eastern suburbs, travelling across in peak hour traffic. Look, I just didn't enjoy it, didn't have my head right, and I was going to retire after 86. And then got a knock on the door from Peter Knights and Shane O'Sullivan, would you like to pioneer footy in Brisbane, which was wonderful on reflection, going up there and spending 20, 25 years of my life, which has been fabulous.
And you're still up there, and your son played some really good footy up there as well. And I think he's still involved in the game, promoting and developing out there.
Yeah, Andrew's in charge of the Gold Coast Suns Academy, and you know, he's going well up there. But we fluctuate a little bit. We come back to Melbourne, you know, for 4 or 5 months a year, and we go up there during the winter months, which is lovely. But we sort of decide to stay up there during COVID.
Yeah.
So. But no, it's working out very well.
And what about the body now? You've talked about a couple of injuries you had during your career. How are you tracking at the moment?
No, pretty good, Tim. Yeah, no real dramas. The old back gets a bit sore and the neck gets a bit sore, but there's nothing. I haven't had any really post-surgery from footy operations, knees or ankles or backs or, you know, anything like that. So I'm holding up reasonably well for an old fella.
And one of the best men about town during his day too, Gary?
I wouldn't know, Tim. I was only a young stripling.
I was too. I've just heard the stories.
No, I just liked the Chevron, Tim. It was one of our bar there that was quite well received.
I've had a couple of live text messages which would support that, but I was too young to know, Jeffrey, so...
Good on you, Gary.
I'd say who sent them in, but a couple of your mates. Hey, it's great to talk to you. We love catching up with players of yesteryear and of our ilk. Well, I caught the back end of your great career, and I love watching you play. So great of you to join us this morning, mate, and good luck and stay safe.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Rainsy.
Our aim segment is for Keezer. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keezer. Had arguably the best hair. Not one out of place.
Beautifully coiffed. And the thing about it is, though, if you're just listening and you don't know who that was, like two-time All-Australian player in the Richmond team of the century. Now, there's been some superstar Richmond players in the team of the century, inducted into Richmond Hall of Fame in 2008. He was a superstar player.